Hey everybody, welcome to The Daily Dose. My name is Jeff Morse. I'm one of the pastors on the Vista campus, and I'm excited to be with you guys today as we continue in this series of Old Testament characters. Now, the Old Testament character that I'm bringing you today is someone maybe you haven't heard of, but he's somebody who had an incredibly profound impact on the nation of Israel because he had an incredibly profound impact on one of Israel's greatest leaders, and that guy is Jethro. Jethro was Moses' father-in-law, and we see him only a couple of times in Exodus, but at one point, he shows up in Exodus around 18, and he brings Moses' wife and some of Moses' kids, and they're hanging out, and Jethro hears about all the great things that God is doing with this people out here in the desert, and Jethro makes an offering to the Lord because this is just awesome God, and then because he's hanging out with Moses, he goes to work with Moses the next day, and he watches what Moses does. And in Exodus chapter 18, in verse 14, now Moses has showed up, he's taken his seat as the judge for Israel, and all of these people have gathered around, and they're bringing their cases to him and their disputes. And it says here in verse 14, now when his father-in-law, when Jethro saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, "What is this that you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge while all these people stand around from morning till evening?" Now Moses answered him, he said, "Well, because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and laws." Now Moses' father-in-law replied, check this out, he says, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people will only come to wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. Teach them decrees and laws and show them the way to live and the duties they are to perform. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you, the simple cases they can decide for themselves. That will make your load lighter because they will share it with you. If you do this and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain of all these people, and all these people will go home satisfied." In verse 24, it says this, "Now Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said." Now, let me ask you this question. Do you have a Jethro? I don't mean like, do you have a father-in-law, but I mean, do you have a Jethro? Do you have somebody who's close enough to you, but also far enough removed from your situation, from your craziness, from your daily life, that they can know you, but look into your situation and give you some good, wise advice? Do you have somebody who's able to speak into your situation that you trust enough to listen to? Because it does say here in verse 24 that Moses listened to his father-in-law and then did it, and then acted upon what he heard. So let me encourage you today, if you don't have a Jethro, find a Jethro. Get somebody in your life that can speak into your life, that can help guide and direct you, that can maybe give you some counsel that will change the direction and the craziness that is your life right now, and maybe give some order to it so that you're not worn out and so that the people that you love and that you serve and that you're around aren't worn out as well. Jethro, a man you only hear about a couple of times, but has an incredible, profound impact. Who's going to have a profound impact on you? Have a great day, guys. See you later.